It's September 20. Not so long ago, a civilian friend asked me if it is possible to be in the military right now without getting PTSD. I honestly answered, but I did not know the answer to this question since I myself came into the army with an old, long-formed PTSD. And of course, in the war, it has not gone anywhere and continues to torment me, sometimes quite strong. I remember very well the day and hour when I got my PTSD, for at that time I didn't understand it. This happened when my wife said she was taking away apartment, car, and all our savings from me and my daughter. Only when did it dawn on me, when a very naive person, why she used all sorts of tricks to convince me to register an apartment only for her, why she withdrew money from our bank accounts and hid the cash somewhere where I could not find it. She walked long and prudently towards this. I left my former apartment, taking with me only the child, the guitar, and the change of clothes. Even my books were left where. I simply had nowhere to take them. I was in huge debt. I borrowed a lot of money to buy an apartment. And despite the fact that I no longer lived in it, I still had to pay a considerable amount to the bank every month. I was so confused that I could not really work. Naturally, my bosses did not really need such an employee, and very quickly I found myself without a job. I was not yet 30, and I found myself without a job, in debt, with a 3-year-old daughter in my arms, and with the obvious prospect of being homeless as well. I was then rescued by my friends, and in the first place, by my parents. Without their help, I would never have climbed out of the hole into which I was driven by the person whom I considered the closest in the world. She just used me and our daughter, and when she got everything she could, she just put me out the door. I often recall this marriage of mine later when I found myself in unpleasant situations, and the situations no longer seemed so unpleasant. Several hours of interrogation by dudes from Hamas? Nonsense. My marriage was much worse. Got under mortar fire in eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Still not as dangerous as my marriage. Accidentally drove into ISIS-controlled territory in Iraq. Even that seems like a pale shadow of a nightmare my marriage has been. Before this war, there was nothing worse than my marriage. It was the standard of filth and abomination. It seemed that nothing could be worse, but if I survived this nightmare, then I would endure everything else easily and naturally. I was deluded. You cannot be prepared for the war that comes to your homeland, no matter how difficult and dangerous your past is. I can no longer say to myself, but my marriage was even worse, because there is nothing worse than the horror in which my homeland is now. I would give away 100 more apartments and cars, pay off a bunch of loans, and donate all my books, if only this war never happened. But it is impossible, and people keep dying at the whim of some stupid old guy who obviously suffers from much more serious psychological disorder than PTSD.